All right, welcome back to Talk of the Town Radio. I'm Ray Hanania, and we're switching topics a little bit now to talk to a good friend of mine. He's the co-editor with me at the Arab Daily News, at thearabdailynews.com, Ali Younis. Ali, welcome back to Talk of the Town Radio here at Yahala Voice.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
No problem. Listen, obviously the big story this week has been the murder of the editors and the other people that were nearby the offices of Charlie Hebdo. Now, I have never heard of that organization before. Had you heard of it?
No. And not in a sense that there was a major complication.
Right.
As one magazine that really specialized in really offending material, not necessarily something that anybody would pick up and read or enjoy.
Right. And you know, I'd seen some of these caricatures, which to me are, you know, they're racist. And the irony here is how terrorism has turned a racist publication and maybe racist people into international heroes. And, you know, obviously I don't think anybody should just be killed because of their views. It still is kind of, it bothers me. Does it bother you?
Yes, it does bother me, of course, the act of murder and the act of terrorism, because no matter what they did, they don't deserve to be killed. They deserve perhaps, you know, in hindsight, if I would, you know, think about it, that nothing of that terrorism had happened, you know, perhaps could be sued in court.
Yeah.
But they should not be murdered or killed for their actions, no matter how offensive it is. But we should reframe it, you know,
yes,
not in heroes. Some they are.
They're victims. They're victims, but these are people that they picked on other people too. I mean, they picked on Muslims, they picked on Christians, they picked on Jews, but mostly it seemed like we, you know, Arabs and Muslims were the targets.
Exactly. See, the problem I see it is that now the international community, the international media, especially the Western media, they have made Charlie Hebdo as a hero.
Right.
An issue of freedom of speech, where in fact it is not, because what we see is the hypocrisy of the Western media, the hypocrisy of Western liberalism, the hypocrisy of Western secularism.
Right.
That is, when the issue is about offending Muslims,
right,
about targeting Muslims, the hate speech against Muslims, it's all right. This is
yes,
a freedom of speech. It is sanctioned. Well, I'm not talking about just Muslims, Arab Muslims, but Indonesian Muslims, but also Arab Christians, you know.
Absolutely. I'm offended because they're characterizing Arabs.
Yeah, Christians in Palestine, nobody cares about, you know, Christians. So the issue is not just Muslim, but when the target is third world country, Africa, Muslim, it's all right, nobody cares, you know. The Hutu can kill the Tutsis in the millions in Rwanda, and no security council, no protection, none whatsoever, no intervention. Well, the issue becomes when you have Charlie Hebdo, I'm sure you probably look at reports, fired one of the editors for anti-Semitism charge.
Yes.
France has laws and books. All the West has laws and books that you cannot criticize Zionism. I'm not talking about anti-Semitism.
Right.
You cannot say anything about Israel without, you know, feeling the suffering or the consequences or the ramification of what you say, even if it's not racist, even if it's not anti-Semitism.
Right.
And it shouldn't be.
Right.
So you see, in the minds of Muslims, in the minds of millions of people out there, this is not an issue of freedom of speech as the way they frame it to be. It's an issue of, you know, a publication that is in the purpose of drawing these caricatures, offensive caricatures of the prophet. They are fueling hate. They are fueling divisiveness. They're not publicizing or publishing those cartoons in an effort to spark an intellectual debate about religion, about secularism, or about bridges between civilizations or religions. They're not doing that at all. I mean,
yeah,
they are that only to fuel hate, to fuel racism, and to fuel anti-Islam racism in Europe. I mean, what is the purpose?
I
don't see the purpose.
I agree. I mean, I'm disturbed, and as you know, I'm not Muslim, I'm Christian, but I think that there is a racism against Arabs and Muslims, Arab Christians and Arab Muslims, because they hate Arabs. And the other day I was watching Real Time with Bill Maher, and he has been obnoxiously anti-Islamic, you know, almost making the argument that, oh, a few bad apples do mean that the tree is corrupt. And that's upsetting to me because, you know, we've had Americans who have been murderers and killers. We don't say that all Americans are murderers and killers just because some American went out and shot up a school. You know, the two kids at Columbine, we don't blame all white kids as being murderers and, you know, vicious haters. But yet, for some reason, when the killer is a Muslim or an Arab, they apply that to everyone.
This is what's problematic to me, you know, when you mention Bill Maher. I think it is very problematic because Bill Maher is a secular and liberal.
And he used to be a supporter. Seems like he's gone off the deep end.
But even liberal, even, you know, secular liberal white Americans.
Right.
And behaving in such manner. You know, I'm not even discussing what Fox News is doing over in state.
Right. This is just like the guy that's supposed to be intelligent
and smart. Open-minded.
Yeah.
Open-minded. So, yeah. But also, look, what Charlie Hebdo is actually doing, I mean, look, there's some benefits in all this controversy, but also it's quite a fortune some people lost their lives because of it.
Yes.
But benefit. Now, we have one to be brave enough and, you know, have open mic criticism of issues and people and can claim and can argue that it is about freedom of speech. For example, can somebody now criticize Israel? Can somebody now bring to life Nazi cartoons, caricature cartoons of Jews and say, this is the freedom of speech?
Right.
You know why you're picking on me? I have the right.
Do you think, and I don't want to pick out somebody, but, you know, there's such a hatred of David Duke because he was the former member of the Ku Klux Klan. He was very allegedly anti-Jewish, you know, all these nasty things. If something had happened to him, it's almost the same thing. It's like, you know, people would turn him into a hero the way they've turned Charlie Hebdo into a hero. And I don't think that would happen. I just think it's not about Charlie Hebdo. I think it's the hate that the West has for Muslims and Arabs, that they're willing to turn principle and ethics upside down just to justify their anger. And I think that had this been somebody else that committed the crime and killed a racist, you know, or a bigot, nobody would be acting like this.
Yeah, I think the bottom line, Ray, we could understand this issue as, you know, the West, what's the media in general, and some Arab media as well. I mean, let's not forget some Arabs are supporting this. And,
yes.
A few apples in the Arab world who see that as freedom of speech or freedom of press. But the bottom line is that we see that we can sanction any kind of hate speech against a particular group if we don't like that group. But we denounce and we prevent any actions against any group that we feel that is closer to us or our friend.
Right.
Or they are, you know, happen to be of a particular religion, a particular race.
And the truth is that they don't sanction, you know, they talk about how they defend free speech, that Charlie Hebdo was about free speech. But the truth is they don't defend free speech. And the irony is in Israel, which, you know, inserted itself into the Charlie Hebdo controversy and the massacre. When Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu went to Paris and said that all the Jews who had been killed at the kosher supermarket should be buried in Jerusalem. And I'm thinking, well, wait a minute. The police officer who was a Muslim Arab was killed there. Can he be buried in Jerusalem too? But he turned it into a political thing where in Israel, you and I wouldn't have the same free speech. We would probably be arrested for some of the things that we say, even on this radio show. You know, just exactly. The hypocrisy is just, it's disturbing.
You know, but at the same time, I can't understand why Arab leaders would go there. can understand maybe the Palestinian leader because Palestine.
They're
the
dictators. We got Arab leaders that are dictators and tyrants. They don't like any kind of free speech, whether it's Charlie Hebdo or Ray Hanania or Ali Yunus. They don't want it.
Yeah, right. I mean, you know, I like Obama's talking on that. He shouldn't go. He should not.
Right.
And nobody, we should not say anybody why, because, you know, look, the U.S. has to distance itself from the European because, you know, the French and the Europeans, there's so many.
I'm glad he didn't go. I'm glad President Obama didn't go because
Europe has so much assimilation issue, you know, race relations, very bad blood. I mean, the minorities cannot be tolerated. They have major problems, you know, fitting in the European society. In the U.S., we don't have that kind of problem. I'm talking about for Arabs and Muslim and other minorities because the vast expanse of the country and because of the lack of a history of, as far as, you know, being an immigrant country to start with and to begin with. But having you had Obama win there, I mean, this is, we don't need to.
Why are we celebrating racist speech? Why do we do that? It bothers me. Now, I'm not saying that what the terrorists did was right. I'm condemning it, and I know you are too. There's no excuse or justification for any kind of violence, even against people that you hate. Just because you don't like someone's views doesn't mean you could kill them. On the other hand, when somebody targets somebody, that doesn't make them angels all of a sudden, because some of their cartoons are the most vicious and ugly that I've ever seen. In fact, this week, I think there was a story by the founding editor of Charlie Hebdo, and I think his name is Henry Roussel. He said, when they founded the magazine back in 1970, he attacked Charlie Hebdo, who I think his real name is Charbonnier. And he attacked them because he said that once there was this threat against the magazine, he insisted that they continue, you know, to publish these slanderous, you know, images of the Prophet Muhammad almost to provoke attention. And that he may have been responsible, that according to this, you know, co-founder of Charlie Hebdo, Henry Roussel, he was saying that, you know, maybe Charlie Hebdo was actually partially responsible for the people who died.
Well, at the same time, right, you know, I see a point in there. But also at the same time, Charlie Hebdo is saying this, what happened to the consequences of the cartoons. Like, even if it offends Christian Arab, like you,
right,
and many other secular mainstream Muslims, if it offends us, a great deal. I can't imagine what it does to extremists and terrorists and jihadists and all that stuff. Because even if mainstream Muslim, liberal Muslim would be offended, because, you know, why do you have to attack my beliefs in order to make a point, you know?
Right.
You could engage in intellectual debate. And also, the other consequences of this is that they strengthened the terrorist argument. That is, the West is an enemy.
Yes.
The West is provoking us. The West is transgressing against us, against the Islamic State in the Levant and Syria and Iraq. And they are against Al-Qaeda. So, and in the minds of young and impressionable Muslims and our recent converts, this is the enemy, and we can strike back. So, in other words, they are playing into the hands of extremists.
Yes.
And strengthen their argument to attack and to engage in more terrorism. So, we don't need that. And I think that's why Obama, you know, wisely did not go, because in the U.S., we don't need to play into the hands and inflame passions of anybody in order to provoke terrorism. We don't need that.
And just to elaborate on your point, which I think is a very good point, we are playing into the hands of the terrorists when we celebrate racists and celebrate bigots like Charlie Hebdo, because there is a line that should be maintained. The terrorism is wrong. The killing is wrong. But don't turn around and turn, you know, the racist victims into heroes, because when they do that, all it does is embolden the terrorists and extremists more to go out and tell their followers, look how they will, you know, bash the Prophet Muhammad or Islam, and we need to respond. So they're going to use this really as a recruiting, you know, for more acts of terrorism and violence.
And and look, and when we fight terrorism, and I thought about it because, you know, in Belgium, there are, you know, Belgium have raided a terrorist hideout and the preemptive strike. And I'm thinking, you know, the Islamic State is responding. The Islamic, the, you know, the Islamic State in Syria and Iraq, they are responding. So you attack us, we'll attack you in your own home front. So they started with France, and now in Belgium, there was a cell. You know, I can't imagine, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if there are cells now that prepare to attack in the Arab countries who are participating in the war against ISIS in Iraq, such as Jordan, Saudi Arabia, UAE, and all these Arab countries and Egypt, you know, and but why? I mean, we could engage in counterterrorism without really, you know, endangering the national security.
Right.
First and foremost, the United States of America and other Arab countries. You know, Iraqis, you know, have been really not doing anything at all. You know, it's a corrupt country, corrupt leadership, engaged in Shia Sunni wars. And they, for the most part, and for the large part, in my opinion, responsible for the rise of ISIS. You know, and Bashar al-Assad is also responsible for the rise of ISIS.
Right.
For, you know, killing the Syrian civilians and Iraqis, you know, and the Shia Sunni massacre back and forth.
Yeah, I this whole idea that, you know, the saying, you know, the way they branded this now is with this new phrase, I am Charlie Hebdo. They say it in French. And I think that that's really wrong. And I'll tell you why it's wrong. Because I am not Charlie Hebdo. I would have said, I am not the terrorist, that we're against violence. But instead, they, you know, this movement has been built around the idea that even a racist bigot has a right to free speech. I didn't hear these same people say that when the Nazis were, the neo-Nazis, not even the Nazis, these modern-day neo-Nazis marched on Skokie, which was a home for many Holocaust survivors. You know, everybody said they shouldn't have the right to speak. And I bet if somebody had taken some violent actions against the neo-Nazis, nobody would be celebrating their right to speak. So I think it does have a lot to do with who are the people being attacked. And the people being attacked in this instance are the Arabs and the Muslims. And just because some fanatics, you know, some extremists resort to terrorism in response to those attacks, I don't think, you know, it's wrong for them to do that, but I don't think it justifies any defense for racist and hate speech. And I think that's what Charlie Hebdo has become, right?
Exactly. And I look, 13 journalists from Gaza were killed.
Yeah.
Not all of them Palestinians. So, and where was I Am Gaza?
Right. Yeah. Where is I Am Hamas? Where is I Am Hamas?
King Abdullah of Jordan? He didn't go march for Gaza.
Why doesn't he do something? All those dictators, you know, all of them, they're not going to do anything.
I'm not thinking Abdullah's a dictator, but, you know, I'm saying is that where was he? He was just saying, oh, may God help them.
Yes.
Okay. I mean, everybody is helpless when it comes to Gaza and Israel situation. Even Mahmoud Abbas, and I criticize him, as you know.
Right.
He didn't even go to Gaza. I criticize him for the war. You are a president of the country, you know. I mean, we criticize Obama for playing golf. You know, for not even doing something like visiting a family, a bereaved family, or a family of a victim, or speaking, for playing golf, or for being insensitive, for not going to victims of a hurricane.
Right.
You know, but you know, Mahmoud Abbas, you know, was a war, killed 2,000 of his constituents.
Right.
2,000 people in Gaza. For the most part, innocent women and children. He was nowhere to be found during the war.
And not
even until this day.
Right, and not to defend him. Listen, I'm not going to defend that because I agree with you, but I would extend it not just to Mahmoud Abbas, but all those Arab leaders. Why didn't King Abdullah of Jordan go there? Why didn't King Abdullah of Saudi Arabia stand up with the people of Gaza? It isn't just one guy. There's an attitude in our culture that prevents us sometimes from doing the right thing. And we don't do it. But I will tell you, the right thing is to stand up to racism and not to deify it and turn it into something bigger than what it is. Charlie Hebdo is a racist publication. Look at what happened. They went from 63,000 magazines to 3 million this week.
But who financed
the printing? The people that hate Google. Arabs. The people that hate
Google,
Arabs.
Google financed the printing, and the French government and some other, you know, international organization financed the printing to offend, you know, Muslims and everybody else. You know, very offensive cartoon.
Yeah.
Offensive to mainstream Muslims. But, you know, when we're talking about stand-up to terrorism, we're not dealing, I mean, you're talking about me and you, an average, everyday village of Muhammad, an average person, okay? But when we talk to terrorists, about terrorists, the terrorists, ISIS and Al-Qaeda,
do they
abide by the same norms or mores and laws like me and you do, you know?
Yeah.
They have a different mindset. They have different ideologies. And they think in a different framework. They think that of themselves that they are the defenders of the faith. They are the vanguard of Islam. Right. And they feel that it is their duty to go ahead and carry the sword and the gun and attack and kill and murder whoever they think they be as responsible for the problems or ills or the attacks upon them or attack what the perception of this is a Muslim country, why are you attacking us? And these people, you know, they fall in the same argument that we're arguing about. We should stand up to terrorism. Yes, me and you, and everyday person, we should stand up to terrorism through intellectual debate,
right?
Through legal system, but they don't.
Right. I agree with you. We should stand up to terrorism on the basis of principle and what's right. I certainly don't support violence against anyone, including Israelis. But at the same time, I don't support violence against Palestinians by the Israelis.
Exactly. I agree with you.
Yeah. But, you know, unfortunately, we have a lot of Americans that are driven by a bias. And, I've gotten so much hate email, you know, just because I've tried to make this point that why celebrate Charlie Hebdo, which was a racist magazine? It's almost as if Christians, too, in this country don't care that he slandered and libeled Jesus. You know, it just bothers me. They don't care about it. It doesn't mean anything to them. And then you, as a Muslim, you get criticized because you have more respect for your religion than a lot of Christians do.
Well, because, you know, we see, you know, in the West here, you know, they could talk about Jesus in a cartoonish manner. It could be on South Park. It could be in The Simpsons. It could be in the cartoon.
Yes.
They're able to make fun of Jesus because the way the West had evolved from, you know, oppressed religious mechanism, you know, Middle Ages and onward, into, you know, a really very harsh brand of secularism. And this secularism that has really totally made religion a subject of all kind of racism, all kind of infrastructure that demean religion in the Arab culture, in the Eastern culture in general, like in India, China, you don't have that brand of secularism in which, and capitalism in which that religion is being relegated to the bottom of the culture, of any culture.
All right.
Even for Christians, you know, it's more respected, much more venerated. You know, Jesus is much more respected. Islamic values and moral values, and both Arab and Christian and Muslims, much more respected than the West here because the difference in the nature of societies, both Western.
All right, Ali, listen, we're at the end of the segment. I want to thank my guest, Ali Younis. He's the co-editor with me over at thearabdailynews.com. You can read his columns and my columns at thearabdailynews.com. Ali, thanks for joining us here at Talk of the Town Radio.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. We'll talk to you later. And everybody, thank you for joining in. We'll be back next Friday with more discussion about Middle East and American Arab issues here at Talk of the Town Radio. I'm Ray Hananiya. We will talk to you again. Bye-bye, everybody.